Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Service is not available in all areas.
This is the best way I would say. I don't think it's probably productive or beneficial for me to get into specifics on our players right now. This is the time of year where there's so much going on and, you know, there's probably a lot of misinformation out there, and I guess probably leave it at that. We have a plan that we came out of the end of the season with. You know, after the exit meetings, after the coaches' meetings, and you kind of break down the season and start to forecast, like, what are we looking to do?
Sabres general manager Kevin Adams from earlier in the week. Good morning. There are a couple of hockey things that, one, Josh has mentioned in the update, another that Chris Johnson just reported. The league is considering going to 84 games in the next CBA, which is the way it was in the early 90s. I don't know about before that, but, well, like yesterday we were talking about Alexander McGillney making the Hall of Fame and looking back at his stats. That's in an 84-game season. I don't think he played all 84, but in 92-93, it was 84. So that's interesting. And then Chris Johnson just reported that the NHL is now taking bids for cities to formally apply to host the 2028 World Cup of Hockey. Cities in North America, Europe, and other international destinations. I don't think Buffalo would get chosen for that, but I had heard Greg Wyshynski talk about on a podcast recently, maybe not really recently, like a year ago maybe, that he thought that the league could want to do like a two-city World Cup, Toronto and Buffalo at some point, or Vancouver and Seattle to have like one on each side. So just something I heard a year ago and thought about when I just saw Johnson report that. They are doing another international tournament though. Anyways, 803-0550 is the phone number. Paterka to Utah. He will not be a villain, right? On his new team for Sabre fans in the same way that some others when they leave have been. Like, does he get booed when he comes back?
That's a good question. I mean,
he wasn't. It didn't really
I
go
don't
on that
think
long.
So
he wasn't here very long, right? And the trade saga doesn't really last forever. Like, I do think one thing that hurt Eichel, you know, not to say it wasn't all, you know, Sabre's fault. Some of it was Eichel's too, of course. But that trade saga went on for so long that I think that helps make him more of an enemy when he leaves rather than, like, when Reinhart leaves and it just, bam, happened, like, very quickly. So I don't know what there's not really much of a legacy for Paterka. It's only three years, and it's two really good years, and an idea that he didn't want to be here. That's pretty much it. So I don't think he'll be like thought of that much as like some like bad guy for Sabre fans, but maybe he'll get booed when he comes back.
Cousins didn't, and he shouldn't have.
Cousins did not.
It wasn't like he was really upset he left. That's actually funny about this whole thing, whereas guys who want to be here, guys who want to be here. Dylan Cousins wanted to be in Buffalo. He loved Buffalo, right, by all accounts. Mm-hmm. It was very emotional when he left, when he was traded. This feels like, no, he doesn't want to be here. Let's move him out. We only want guys who want to be here. Dylan Cousins wanted to be here. I'm not telling you it wasn't a good idea to trade Dylan Cousins for hockey reasons. I get it.
Yeah.
But it kind of is mixed messages there.
Yeah. 803-0550, the phone number. Mark in Buffalo's next up. What's up, Mark?
Good morning, gentlemen. Hey, bear with me here.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like Howard Simon. I'm the old, almost retired guy. I've been there with the Sabres. Season tickets from day one. I'm done. This trade really does it. I mean, you had all the control of the player, 90%. You're right on that. But I look at Mr. Pegula. Yes, he's a billionaire. Was he like Jed Clampett and seen a hole in the ground and stuck a hose in and said, oh, look, oil comes out? He can't be dumb. They're running the Sabres into the ground. They're an embarrassment in the NHL. It's a joke what they've let happen to the Buffalo Sabres. I love the Buffalo Sabres from day one. I can tell you, I've talked to Sal and you guys before. I can go back, Gilles Perreault, Pat LaFontaine. I understand them all. Jack Eichel, all my favorite Sabres, Jim Schoenfeld. It's so discouraging. I woke up this morning and looked at my phone, and I thought it was one of those things that really isn't true. You know, how they AI or whatever. You got nothing. You got nothing for J.J. Paterka, who's an up-and-coming star. He didn't want to be here. Fine. You can't. You say, hey, you don't want to play? Go sign an offer sheet. We're going to match you. We're not letting you go anywhere. We hold your rights. I know he may have been a problem. He's not going to sit out and not play or go home to Germany. They want to win. What's going to happen a year from now with Rasmus Dahlin? We already heard, what, 6 months ago he said, hey, I don't want to be here no more. I want to be out of here. And then he said he didn't. Well, obviously, Adams is wrong. These things that are being leaked are true because they are coming true. J.J. Paterka wants out. Oh, no, it's not. We've got a plan. Well, it came to fruition. Anyway, guys, I'm done. 50-year season ticket holder, 4 tickets. I've seen Sal. I sit up at the table behind you guys over there. I'm done. I really am. I know I'm upset. I'm not getting over it. I'm done. They've taken my team and made a disgrace and run it into the ground. Hey, guys, have a great day.
Thanks, Mark, for the call. Oof.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
I will just offer
it's a long time
for people very upset that as the morning has gone on, I'm with you. Look, I came out here today and said, hey, I said yesterday, there's no way you're winning a trade. You're not winning a JJ trade, right? You're getting rid of a top 6 forward, a 23-year-old ascending player to me. You're not winning the trade. I don't think they won the trade. That's fine. If you're going to eventually be better. I will say, though, if you're in the same boat as me and you think the same as me, which is, hey, I don't think they're going to win a trade for JJ, and they didn't win a trade for JJ. At least read people who are smart in hockey about some of these players and numbers and what they do, and you can find your way to, you know what? They got some nice pieces here. Things they needed. That's great. I still think they still need to replace JJ Paterka, though, and that's the part of the problem. He's a top 6 forward. They have to replace him. I like what I've read about the guys they got, especially Kesselring. That's the guy that I think really helps here. He's going to help them. He makes their their blue line is better today. Okay, for everything we said, Joe, their blue line is better today than it was 24 hours ago, and they needed help there. There's no doubt. But in a lot of ways, to me, it's robbing Peter to pay Paul. You're getting a better. You're better in the blue line. You still now you took somebody off your top 6, which is a very vitally important piece, who's only 23. To me, I'm kind of also afraid of ascending to a guy who could be better in his own end and helping you to things you want to help him. That's where I still get. But you can, for the caller just called, who's very upset, and I get it, you can get to, look, they got something they really needed here, and you don't have to be beholden to J.J. Paterka as a piece that walked out the door you traded to be super upset about that.
I am internally I'm trying to get to a place where I feel good about the two pieces they brought back. Because again, I do think there are things to like about both players. But if Mark or any other fan wants to throw their hands up and say, I just traded one of my how good was Paterka? Was he one of their 4 best players? Really asking. Thompson, Dahlin. And is it then Paterka after that, or is it Power first? Is it Tuck first? One of their 5 best players. Just make it easy. They traded one of their 5 best players and one of their 3 best forwards for a guy that on the Utah Hockey Club that didn't exist a year ago ranked 5th on their team in ice time and a forward who ranked 11th on their team in ice time. if that's all you need to make your judgment on how you feel about this trade, I think you're completely fair to do that. You're completely right to do that. There might be other arguments there, but that is really at the core what they did. And that is why I think the takeaway of these players might be nice, but they didn't get the value they should have. Because at the end of the day, the Sabres traded one of their three best forwards for Utah's number five defenseman and their number 11 forward. And when you put it that way, it sounds like a joke. A complete and utter joke. When I don't think they needed to trade him. Here, they'll rank higher. Kesselring was fifth on the Utah defense group in ice time. What's he going to be here? Is he going to be one spot higher? Maybe he'll just be fourth. Or maybe he'll be third. What will Josh Doan be here? He was 11th on Utah. Will he be eighth here? Neither of these guys are playing a role as important as what Paterka played. So it does kind of ramp up the pressure on Byram. I thought Paterka's your number. If you are committed to trading him this offseason, he's your number one trade chip. He's your most valuable thing that you're going to deal. He is 23 years old. He is ascending offensively. He doesn't have a contract yet. The team can negotiate that. They can work that out. And that team acquiring will have his rights for years. He is valuable in a big way. To not get the full amount you should get on that player. So now I'm supposed to believe, well, it's okay because they're going to get more for the defenseman who's a little older, has a little less control on the contract, and I don't think anybody would say is as good at what he does. Some people like Byram. There's a lot of numbers to point to. He's not nearly as good. I was starting to resign myself to you wouldn't get much for Byram. That the big change this offseason, your big addition was going to be via a Paterka trade if you made it. Byram, now I feel like you kind of have to get more than you should for that player to make this all feel good. 803-0550 is the phone number. They traded one of their three best forwards for Utah's number five defenseman and number 11 forward. I mean, at the core, that's what they did. If you're on hold, stay there. We'll keep rolling through phone calls. Paul Hamilton, we'll talk to him in the 9 o'clock hour, and we'll talk some NHL draft with Stephen Ellis a little later in the show as well. So we got time for your phone calls before that. You're on WGR.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.